Bob Feller, the only Indians pitcher with 18 strikeouts in a game. Back on October 2nd of 1938, Tigers doubleheader game one. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got it with the hard stuff. 18 strikeouts for Corey Kluber.
Do you remember that, Craig? Corey Kluber,
oh, yeah.
With all the strikeouts. He'll be one of those who will be greeting fans at Tribe Fest and greeting us this morning, Curtis Danberg. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Maybe I should play this highlight for you today. I suppose maybe this is a better
3-by-1 set. Three receivers right. Delayed blitz coming. Picked up. Cam Newton with time to throw. Fires over the middle. Caught Philly Brown. 40-yard line. Pulls away 50. Foot race. He may score. 35-30. 25-20. He's in coast mode. 10-5. Touchdown. Whoa. Carolina Panthers.
So you've got a connection with the Carolina Panthers, the Super Bowl-bound team, I understand.
Yes, I do. My brother's worked for them for 10 years, and my parents were lucky enough to travel down there and be at the game last night and celebrate with him, and so we're very excited. You know, we wish our Browns were there and born and raised, and my brother has that allegiance to the Browns, but he's turned into a Carolinian and certainly loves the Panthers, and we're happy for the organization today.
Well, that's good, and of course, this weekend, the off weekend in between everything, we've got Tribe Fest going on in Cleveland for people to think about the Cleveland Indians. Now, this year, it's at a different location. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so with all the renovations that are happening at the ballpark with a brand-new scoreboard and whole new main concourse, we had to make the decision to move off-site. So we're moving to the Aloft Hotel. It's located on the east bank of the flats, closer to the lake side of town, and a great partner of ours, and we're looking to bring that experience as much as we can. It's going to be a much smaller space, so people have been to Tribe Fest in the past, so we'll see a little different wrinkles to it. But, again, 20 of our roster players are coming. We've got four alumni, Terry Francona, Sandy Alomar. Just going to be a phenomenal way to start thinking spring and talking baseball.
Curtis, if people have not been there before, what can they expect?
They can expect, so it's $5 for anybody per person, no matter the age, to get in. And we're going to have a main stage with a lot of Q&A type of events. We're going to have some fun games with the players, some kids interactives and inflatables. And then if you want autographs, there's an additional charge, $25 for our current roster players, $20 for alumni. We'll have autograph sessions throughout the whole day.
We're talking this morning with Curtis Danberg of the Cleveland Indians about Tribe Fest presented by KeyBank coming up on January 30th. I always think that those the Q&As are really the kind of interesting one because that's sort of a chance for the fans to kind of see the players in a relaxed atmosphere and kind of joke around with them, I think.
Yeah, so we great opportunity for that, whether it's a state of the franchise with Chris Antonetti and Terry Francona, or, you know, we pull out different sections, whether it's the pitching battery of Yan Gomes and a player. But one thing we tried last year with great success is trying to humanize the guys is doing games with them. So whether it's those minute-to-win-it games, Pictionary, Know Thy Teammate, and you get a chance to really get a feel for their personalities and how they get along.
Curtis, you mentioned the program this year is at Aloft in the Flats because of more renovations at the stadium. Can you give us an update on exactly what's going on, and is everything on schedule?
Everything's on schedule, and after the past two winters, the crews that are working have certainly been relieved to have the winter we've had thus far. So they've been able to get a lot of work done, and there is a lot of work left to be done to completely redo the entire scoreboard and add all new facade fascia boards and around the whole upper deck ring. I mentioned the whole main concourse is getting a facelift, kind of like what you saw in right field. So this was a good winter to be a little mild, and hopefully that continues the rest of the way.
Well, the winter is the time when there's some off-season things going on with the Tribe. What's new for the Tribe as far as players this year so far?
Well, I mean, we added Mike Napoli and Rajay Davis. Napoli gives us a right-handed bat with some pop. Rajay Davis, especially with Michael Brantley, being injured, he'll be out probably the first month of the season. He's a guy that can play all outfield positions, bring some versatility, speed. When Michael comes back, it just makes our outfield depth even better. But the great thing is that we bring back a team that in the second half really played well defensively and one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball. So, a lot of people said it, but I think one of our biggest downfalls last year was when Yan Gomes got hurt really early in the season. And when we had him in the lineup, we were almost 10 games over 500. So having a healthy Yan Gomes, having that pitching and defense, and then hopefully some timely hitting. We're forging us. FanGraphs have picked us once again to win the division, so we hope those statistics line up well.
We hope so, too, and we just can't wait for spring training to start. I know Wahoo Week, WEOL will be down there the end of the month of February and getting ready for some spring baseball in Goodyear, Arizona, before they come back to Progressive Field. But a chance to see the Tribe in Cleveland coming up this weekend at Tribe Fest, presented by KeyBank on January 30th. If people want tickets or details, where's a good place for them to find out?
Go to Indians.com ASAP. Because of the limited kind of space, you know, tickets are a little bit more limited this year, especially some of the autograph sessions have already sold out. So go to Indians.com/FanFest for all the details.
Sounds good. Curtis Danberg with the Tribe. Thanks for joining us. And go Panthers. How's that for you this morning?
Always a pleasure. Go Tribe and go Panthers. You got it.
Thanks very much, Curtis.